Hello and welcome to The Status Update, our weekly look at the world of social media.
Let's begin now.
I'm Mark Saxby and with me is social media marketer Martin Broadhurst. And welcome to our Olympics special.
Just want to check, are we allowed to legally use the word Olympics? I'd hate to think that the Olympic marketing police are going to be on our back.
Well, it's funny you should say that because...
Are you recording?
I think so.
No.
Well, it's funny you should say that because no. The answer is no, but I've also just had an email through from Special K saying we can't use the word special. So not only can we say Olympic special, we can't say...
It would be very difficult to describe you then, Mark.
Without the word special? Oh,
you that's mean... wit there, you see, that's wit.
Really? You don't mean special and it's in nice to you mean...
I mean special. I mean, take that as you please.
Anyway, the reason why we're talking about social media and the Olympics, because you think, what is the connection between the two? You know, social media is all about, you know, sitting there on your backside doing nothing, while the Olympics is about getting out there and doing something that's amazing and rewarding and not a waste of your time.
And actively criticising these world-class athletes whilst eating a pizza from your sofa.
Absolutely. Yeah. And saying, I tweeted quicker than Usain Bolt ran that 100 metres.
I sent out 4 tweets in that time.
That would be amazing. That is maybe a Guinness Book of Records record waiting to be
set.
Recorded, I was going to say, but then you've jumped in. Yes, although it's interesting because Seb Coe was saying this week you shouldn't be tweeting while you're an athlete. So because they said they should be too busy training and thinking about the Olympics rather than actually tweeting. And I did think in life, is it really true there should be areas where you're not allowed to tweet, where you shouldn't be tweeting? I mean, surely you should be able to tweet and put things on your Facebook page in any situation in life.
Just on the topic of Olympians tweeting and affecting their performance, I understand Sebko why he said the things that he did, but there's 10,500 athletes at the Olympic Games this year. Wouldn't it be a real shame for the millions of people around the world that are going to be watching the Olympics? Wouldn't it be a shame if they weren't actively tweeting?
Yeah, but do they ever tweet anything interesting? Athletes, anyway. I mean, if Rio Ferdinand was an athlete, yes, it'd be quite entertaining. Or Joey Barton, if he was doing the I don't know, beach volleyball in a bikini.
There's a thought.
Where did that come from? Where did that come into my
Freudian
brain?
Freudian Mark.
Then that would be interesting, though, wouldn't it? But I mean, come on, have you ever seen a good tweet from
Sally Gunnell? I'm not following Sally Gunnell.
I know. I think you're the only one.
It's the restraining order that stopped me following.
Yeah, so I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure whether I'm that bothered about athletes tweeting, although I do love the idea. You could do it during the walk. 50-kilometre walk, tweeting as you walk in.
Crikey.
That would make it more interesting.
You get some twit pics that weren't blurred. Unlike Usain Bolt, who would he'd be terrible on Instagram.
Absolutely. Yeah, it would be terrible on Instagram, wouldn't it? Although... you could put that like sepia look on it, and you could
look like he set the record in 1966.
Yeah, and you're getting confused for Roger Bannister. Oh, hang on, he didn't do 100 metres, did he? Gosh, your Olympic knowledge is terrible, Martin.
Slack.
Terrible,
absolutely.
Terrible. Anyway, we had been thinking about what sort of sports, didn't we, that could something rather.
If a social network was an Olympic sport, what would it be?
Oh, that's right. Yes. And you thought of some idea about LinkedIn.
Yeah. So LinkedIn is like the aforementioned 50-meter walk, because it's very long. It can feel like it's very boring at times. But for those who persevere, they can be real winners at the end of it.
I can see that. I think I'd only give that a bronze medal, though. I prefer the Twitter analogy, like the hammer. As soon as it leaves your fingers and goes out into the Twitter sphere, just like a hammer, it can go in any direction, and it's no longer in your control, and it probably is going to bash somebody on the head.
I think you were just disqualified.
No.
But our favourite, I think we both agreed that the favourite here was Pinterest.
Pinterest.
Which is very much like beach volleyball. It's very pretty, easy on the eye, but unfortunately, there's no nudity allowed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, sad. Sad. Actually, I liked your one about social media marketing. Well, I say I liked it. There was a strong whiff of cheddar in the air after you said it. But I think it's worth you saying it just now.
Social media marketing is like synchronized swimming. When it all comes together, it works beautifully.
I can't even believe you thought that in the first place. That's gorgonzola. Which social media networks do you think are equivalent to an Olympic sport? Let us know on our website at statusocial.com. statusupdate.com, and please come back and listen to another status update. They're not normally as bad as this.